So what was it like?
Well, we had plenty to eat. We had plenty of good beds to sleep in.
Mm-hmm. How many rooms?
Three rooms.
Was this a clapboard house?
This was a log house.
A log. Oh, a those log are the house. Best. Those are the best.
Yeah.
Who built that?
Well, now, that's something I can't answer. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know who built it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that.
Was it maybe your husband's father, or?
Well, now, he could have been. I just don't know that. I can't answer that because I don't know.
Yeah, right.
No, I don't know who built it.
Yeah, those are great.
But that's where we was all born and raised, right there, in that mm-hmm. one.
How many of?
There was 13 of them.
13
hours, yeah.
Oh, my heavens. How did you all sit down to eat dinner at the same time?
We all had a big table. We had a big table. We all could get to it all the time, you know, if we didn't have company or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But just like I said, we had a nice home. We had nice beds to sleep in, had nice carvers. Well, it wasn't say too nice either, but there was...
Yeah.
You know, good.
Sure, yeah.
And all of it was clean.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, as far as shopping, you only had to go and buy things like kerosene, right?
Yeah, well, pork and sugar, and we raised all of our other stuff.
That's right. Where would you do your shopping?
Well, we'd go over in Page County. Most of the time, sometimes we'd come down here to Syria, over here at this store, Anna Smart.
How and would you get over into Luray?
We walk.
You walk?
It was about, I don't know what to say, how many miles. It was long ways. I don't know, I wouldn't know how many miles state was, but we had to carry our stuff most of the time, you know, we had a horse, but most of the time we just carry.
You would go into Luray itself?
Well, it wasn't right exactly in Luray. It was about 4 miles. No, it wasn't close to Luray. This was over close to Stanley.
Oh, yes. Do you recall the name of that store?
What was the name? Dave Kipling's store.
Dave Kipling?
Dave Kipling.
Yeah.
And then we come here to Sirius sometime. Amos Murray run that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, to get the money to pay for these things, how did you go about
well,
that?
Well, we had raised chickens, we had eggs. Most time we'd take chickens and eggs, you know.
Yeah.
And then my daddy would go away and work in the fall and apple picking.
Mm-hmm.
And make money, you know. We didn't have to buy too much.
No, of course
we
you
worked
didn't.
And raised everything we just about up there, all except sugar and coffee and stuff like that.
Sure, yeah. How about the chestnuts?
We used to pick up a lot of them, too, and buy our winter clothes with them.
Sure, yeah. What happened when the blight hit, the chestnut blight?
Well, I don't think it hit until, you know, I don't know what year that was.
It was somewhere in the early 30s, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Well, I did.
Yeah.
Well, we just couldn't find none then, you know.
That's right. Yeah. So that took a cash crop away, didn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So then what did you do? Raise more chickens?
We raised chickens and eggs. We see everything was cheap then.
Sure. Yeah. I know it. Yeah.
Didn't have to spend too much, but we made it.
Mm-hmm. Did you do any peeling of the bark?
Yeah, we've done that too.
And then you would carry them over to the tannery, or would somebody come by and pick it up?
Well, somebody would come by and pick it up. We'd peel it and carry it out to where it get to it.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But if you didn't get nothing harder for that, and you see everything was cheap then.
Sure, right.
But we peeled the red smart bark and carried it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was that hard work?
You're right, that was hard work. That was some kind of hard work. We peeled bark and carried from no time half for to get to where we get to.
How do you go about peeling bark off of a tree?
Well, you just have to peel around the bottom of it and then just cut the tree down. Take it, we called a spud.
Yeah.
We had to spud the bark off and just pile it, straighten it out and pile it up and lay something on it, you know, so it would straighten out.
Oh.
And carry it out.
Oh, I see. Because I've always heard about this peeling of the bark.
Yeah.
And I've always wondered how it was done.
That's how you'd go. You'd peel around the bottom of it, and then you just cut the tree down and just finish peeling. Cut the limbs off, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So.
Now, what all did your family raise?
What you mean, like?
Vegetables.
Well, we raised beans, potatoes, cabbage, and turnips, and most everything.
They say the cabbages were better there than any place in this world.
Yeah, it was. It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
You could raise most anything back there on the mountain. You didn't have to do anything like you do now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, use all kinds of stuff to make it grow and grow itself.
That's right.
We'd raise our corn, take it to the mill, have it ground.
Mm-hmm.
Cornbread, you know.
Oh, yeah, that was real nourishing. How about the beans? Did you sell the beans at all?
What we raised, we kept. We never did sell that.
I see.
We just packed it away for winter.
Yeah.
Raised pumpkins and semlins and all kinds of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Too.
How would you store the beans so that they'd keep through the winter?
Most time we'd dry them for snap beans.
Uh-huh.
And just let the others dry on the vines and pick them off.
Uh-huh.
And haul them or thrash them out or something, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But most time we just leave them in the hull so we got ready to eat them, you know. And then just thrash them out and eat or haul them one, you know.
Sure. And they dry just that way.
Yeah, they dry right on the vine. You just pick them off.
Mm-hmm.
We raise enough to last us till the next year most time.
And those were good beans. You can't buy beans like that.
Well, indeed you can't buy them like that.
No. Did you do any drying of apples?
Yeah, we dried apples too.
And how about other fruits?
Well, we didn't dry anything much but apples. Just like I said, snap beans, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we dry cherries, you know. Like that.
You would dry the cherries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you have your own orchard?
Yeah. I had our own orchard too.
Oh, what kind of apples did you grow? Do you recall?
I couldn't tell you that. I don't know. I don't believe I can tell you that.
The reason I'm asking is milums.
Milums. We did have milums and wine saps. But now the others, I couldn't tell you what the name of them was.
Yeah. I have 2 milum apple trees.
Well, I wish I had some now. I love them.
Oh, they make the best applesauce I have ever had in my life.
Just
wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now, did you ever make apple butter?
I don't think we ever made any apple butter.
You didn't do any apple butter boiling?
I don't think so. I don't think we ever made any apple butter. We just put the apples away and keep them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For the winter, you know.
How about sorghum? Did you make sorghum?
What you mean, molasses?
Mm-hmm.
No, we didn't make that neither.
Mm-hmm. No. Now, with your neighbors, who was your closest neighbor?
Let's see. What you mean besides the kin people, or just the kin people and all?
Any. Any that were your...
Well, our grandmother, I think, was the closest one that lived, and Uncle Jim Woodard.
Uh-huh.
His uncle, it ain't mine, but I call him Uncle.
Uh-huh, yeah.
We all lived pretty close together.
Yeah.
So,
And were there any other families in there?
Well, out on the ridge, out on top of the ridge, what we was talking about the other day, there's a lot lived out there. Of course, we didn't, some of them we went around, some we didn't, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The reason I'm asking, it wasn't all work. You'd get together and have some nice family gatherings, didn't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. And how about of an evening? Would you all sit around and talk?
Yeah. sitting by the fireplace.
Yeah,
uh-huh. So, yeah.
Yeah, what was your maiden name?
Broyles.
Broyles?
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of Broyles in Page County.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, there is a lot of. There's a lot of them everywhere yet around here.
Mm-hmm, yeah. How did you meet Mr. Woodley?
Well, we were raised close together.
Oh, that
was... We were raised up together.
That was handy.
We was growed up together. We was raised up from children.
So there wasn't any real courting that he had to do. Oh, I think that's real nice.
Yeah.
Did you all play any type of instruments?
No, I didn't. No, ain't none of us could play that. Well, yes, my brother Evan could play a fiddle.
He could?
Yeah.
Did you ever do any dancing?
A little bit.
You did?
Yeah.
Because I think those are the greatest times.
Yeah.
You know, it's too darn bad you didn't do that apple butter boiling.
Yeah. Well, some people did, but we never did boil none as I know of. But did I just can't remember what we did or not. Mm. I don't think we did.
Yeah. Because they made parties out of that.
Yeah, I know.
They'd have great times. Yeah. And did you ever make any pumpkin butter?
Mm-mm. No, never did make none of that neither.
Did you make pumpkin bread?
Uh-uh. Never did make none of that neither. I hear a lot of people talk about making, but we never did make none.
That's one of my favorites. I make good pumpkin bread.
Give me the recipe.
It really is. It's delicious.
I never did eat none as I know of.
Well, if you want, I will send you the recipe. Sure, because it's not that hard to make. When you found out that the park was coming in, what was your reaction?
Well, I really hated it in a way.
Yeah.
Because we all really liked it back where we lived.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it was all born and raised down.
Sure, right.
Hated to get out. Nothing to do but get out.
Yeah. Well, did they give you any money for the property?
No.
No.
I don't know. Uh-uh, they didn't.
Mm.
No.
So they moved you over here. Is that it?
Well, they moved us to Haywood down here.
Haywood.
And I think we lived there 9 months, I believe it was, and then we moved up here.
Mm-hmm.
This house on the hill up here. Mm-hmm. I've been living there ever since, in total.
Yeah. Did Mrs. Clifford Harriman help you with this, or did Clifford Harriman help you with the moving?
You know, I can't think of their name, but I believe he was one of them.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I won't say for sure. I don't know the names.
Yeah.
But I believe he was one of them.
Mm-hmm. And how about your other neighbors that were moved? Were they moved near where you were?
No, wasn't moving away as close to where we was at. It was all scattered out everywhere.
Oh.
Different places.
That's a shame. You must have missed them very much then.
Really did, but...
Yeah.
Wasn't nobody moved close to us at all, you see. None of our people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Moved out.
Yeah. When you sat around of an evening, did you ever tell any ghost stories or anything like that?
I think so.
Can you recall any of them?
No, indeed. I couldn't tell you that for nothing. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't even know of one, but I remember you used to tell them. That I couldn't tell you. I just don't know what it was. I done forgot.
Would you be trying thinking so that we could get one down? Because do you know we don't have one ghost story?
Oh, boy, I don't think you get to me because I don't know. I don't know, no.
Well, Well, now, you say there were 13 children in the family that you were brought up.
Yeah, there were 13 of us, and they all lived to be grown.
Marvelous.
The oldest one, when the oldest one died, he was 21.
Did you, did Dr. Ross bring all of them into the...
Dr. Ross was our doctor.
Now, how would you get in touch with him?
Well, let's see now, I don't forgot that. I think we just have to send somebody after him, I think. Mm-hmm. Well, see, people didn't have no phones in.
No.
And then he'd come to the foot of the mountain, and we'd have a horse there for him to ride up, you see, in his buggy.
Nice.
Without feeding his head. No, wait a minute, I'm wrong, I too. But he would ride a horse up. Let me ask what then. Maybe he can tell me that. Yeah, that's right. He'd ride a horse from the foot of the mountain up to the...
Where did Dr. Ross come from? Was he in Syria?
He lived in Kruegersville.
Kruegersville? Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, that wasn't too far, was it?
No, not too far.
No. Did you get involved in any way when Camp Hoover was being put in?
No, I didn't.
Did you see any of the activity going on?
No, I never did see it. I didn't see none of that at all.
You never saw any of the Marines or anything?
Let's see. Yeah, some of the Marines would visit us sometimes. Mm-hmm. But now, was that from Hoover's camp?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, you see, I wasn't at home then. I was married, but some of the Marines wouldn't visit, you know.
Yeah. How far away did you move when you got married?
About 4 miles, I reckon, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was about, I'd say 4 miles, didn't it?
Yeah. And the home that you moved into with your husband, did he build that?
I think so. I think his father built it.
I see.
I think. Now, I won't be sure of that neither.
Mm-hmm.
But I think his father built it.
Yeah. And then you had to start doing all the work in the garden all by yourself,
that's
right?
That's right. Yeah.
And what did your husband do then?
He worked in the logs or something like that, you know. Mm-hmm. And they go away and apple picking. And just like he told you the other day.
That's right. Where would you do the apple picking?
Well, Martinsburg, Winchester, and places like that.
How would you get there?
Go on the train.
Oh, from Luray?
From Stanley or Luray.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be. And then they'd stay down, the apple picking was over, and come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about rattlesnakes?
Oh, my Lord. There was plenty of them.
Yes, there were.
Yes, indeed.
Sometimes. What would you do to protect yourself from them?
Well, you just have to watch and be particular where you step and where you went. Mm. Just watch for them, that'd be all.
Yeah, right.
There was awful bad about where we lived.
Yeah.
Towards the last two, they got worse, you know, after the park taken over, too.
Yeah. You know, there are less now, and a theory has been that the deer kill a lot of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's why there aren't so many rattlesnakes as there used to be.
Yeah, I know. You hardly ever hear tell of any anymore.
No.
I ain't seen a rattlesnake for years. Well, it's been years since I've seen any.
Mm-hmm.
Last night I seen was back on the drive.
Yeah.
On Sunday we was all back there.
Uh-huh. When you made the gardens, did you take the rocks out And make stone fences around?
Yeah, most all we could make it, and then we had palings, you know, around some of it too. Ride the wood out and make the palings and put them up, you know?
Yeah.
That's what we had, and sometimes have a fence around. Everybody had different things. That's right.
Yeah. But, you know, those stone fences were a necessity because there are so many rocks in that area.
Yeah, I know.
Did you have any flat land at all?
Well, not much. Mm-hmm. It was mostly mountains, you see.
Do you have any, was there any story handed down in your family as to where the broils came from?
No, I couldn't tell you nothing about that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You don't know how long they've been living
there?
Uh-uh. You would think that would be one story that they would have told.
Yeah, but I don't know. Uh-huh. I just can't answer that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Do you know anything about the Woodwards, where they came from?
No, I don't know that either.
Can't
answer that because it's too far back.
Yeah, I know it's far back.
Yeah.
Many generations that were there.
I know. No, I can't answer that. I don't know.
How many families roughly were in the Hollow?
No, I couldn't tell you that. I don't know. It was where Smart lived around. What you mean back for Luke? I couldn't tell you that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't
know.
Would
you say about 20?
Well, I'll guess it that. It might be that many. I just don't know.
Yeah. They were all kin to one another,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, most everybody was kin.
Yeah. How many children did you have?
Eight. I want to show you that picture. Can I show it to you?
Sure, yes.
I'm sure you're not fancy. That's all my family.
Oh my, what a good looking family.
There's eight of them.
Oh boy.
That's the two bulbs.
Oh, they're nice. Eight children, that's a heck of a lot to take care of. It's a lot to feed, and it's a lot to make sure the doctor's there for and everything.
Yeah.
How about children's diseases? Were there many?
Well, not too many. It looked like people's health were back there then than they are now.
Yeah.
On the mountain.
Yeah. Do you recall any herbs or medicinal things that you all used to help when people were ill?
Oh, yeah, I could call a whole lot.
Oh, great.
Oh, I can't think of the name of some of them. We used to gather a whole lot of stuff. And it was something like sweet mint, peppermint, and it was kind of a weed. This wasn't a weed either. It was something you make tea out. And red root.
What would you use the red root for?
Well, when children had the diarrhea or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
You'd use that for that.
How would you fix it? Would you mash it?
Just wash it good and clean, boil the root.
Uh-huh.
And get the tea, make the tea to it.
And that helps with diarrhea?
Yeah, that helps with diarrhea.
Oh, great. You know, all of these herbs, people are beginning to find out now that they are working. That's what, if you can recall any others, it would be marvelous.
Oh, I don't think I know no more.
How about a poultice? Did they ever make any poultices for colds?
What you mean, out of meal or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have made them already. Have them hot and hold them to you. Hold them on your chest or something, you know.
You'd use meal?
Meal.
Cornmeal?
I think that's the way they made them now. I ain't sure, but I believe they made them. You know about that, don't you? How
I can remember. They just take mustard seed.
Yeah, mustard seed, but they put that with meal and something too, don't they?
You can't ask me. I don't remember back then.
Well, I don't know much about that neither. I never did make them, but Mama used to make them. You know.
Yeah.
You know, when children had cold or something.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then they had horse men.
What would you do with a horse man?
Well, make tea. I just like the wood, the peppermint, and sweet mint.
How about calamus?
Yeah.
Like
yeah, they used to use that too. And ginseng.
Uh-huh.
Make, tip it up and make tea out of it. And red pepper. I'll think of a whole lot directly.
Red pepper?
Red pepper. You can make tea out and take the seed. Well, I think it. I don't know where you take the seed or take all of them. Just tip it up and pour hot water on it, put sugar in it.
I guess you would need sugar.
Yeah,
right?
You ain't fine to need sugar.
I wouldn't want to drink any red pepper.
Yeah,
I think that would give me diarrhea.
But you know, that was some kind of a good for a cold. Really good for a cold.
If you maybe could ruin it.
People used to raise a lot of that on the mountain, red pepper.
And what was that, catnip?
Catnip tea.
Catnip tea?
Catnip tea, that's just a...
It's something like a, the little green leaf.
And bam.
It don't get very tall.
Bam.
It usually grow around yards and places like that. For old houses used to be, something like that.
And bam.
Yeah, okay.
Bam, it grows in a big bush.
What do you do with Bam?
Make tea out of them.
My gosh, you had a lot of kinds of tea, didn't you?
Yeah, people used to gather all kinds of...
Then why did you have to buy coffee then when you had all this tea?
We mostly used that for a cold, you see.
Cold, six stomach, something
yeah.
Like that, I think. Would be
that's what that was used for.
Uh-huh, yeah.
We used to gather up spice wood.
People make tea out of that to drink.
Yeah. Just break up your little stick and put it on the stove and boil it, and then put your sugar and cream in, if you want sugar and cream in, or just drink it like it goes.
Spice wood?
Spice wood. Mm-hmm. Grows in the mountains. But I'd be afraid to use that now. I don't hardly know it since I moved
in. Well, I have it over the house in the branch.
I ain't made none for a long time. Yes, indeed. People used to make all kinds of stuff like that and live back on the mountains.
Why, that's beautiful. Okay, so this is all used for colds or anything of that
six stomachs, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Used all kinds. People hardly ever had a doctor without, you know, really did have a pneumonia or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I had always a doctor on the own set. That's the way we done.
That's right. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, when you had a knowledge of herbs that you all had, there was no need for a doctor.
Yeah, and we all had the whooping cough. We used chestnut leaves.
Chestnut leaves. Make a tea out
of
that?
Make a tea out of them. And when you get a coughing spell, that's what you take. Drink the tea off of that.
And that would stop it?
Yeah, that would stop it.
Now we have no more chestnuts.
Think that off. I love them too.
Oh, yes. Weren't they good to roast in the fire?
I boil them either one. It was good. Mm. Take you something and put your whole lot on the stove and boil them and eat them. It's really good.
Sure, right. Yeah. Did you raise any animals? Did you have any cows?
Yeah,
or?
Cows. I had a horse.
Pigs?
Yeah, raised hogs, kids, have our own meat.
Mm-hmm. How about school? Where did you go to school?
Didn't go to school, wasn't no school. I mean, it's school too, but it was so far away. Mm-hmm. Couldn't get to it, you see.
Where was the nearest school?
Now, let's see. I reckon Syria would have been the closest. I guess. That's all I know. I think Syria would have been.
And that's about 7-8 miles.
Yeah, long. It was long. place.
Yeah.
You just couldn't go.
No. How about church?
Well, we go to church.
Where was the church?
Out on the top of the ridge, where we talk so much about, you know. Bird cave.
Yeah.
You might as well talk about it, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We used to go out there.
Well, did you ever know us? Deaconess Hutton?
Who?
Deaconess Hutton.
No.
She was in Pine Grove.
No, right outside. I didn't know nobody from over in there.
She's a beautiful woman. Oh, you just would love her.
Is she living here?
Yes, wow. She still is. And she's had polio. She's had a bad heart. She's broken both her hips.
Mm.
And that woman just continues right on. You know, you want to just hug her. One of those rarely beautiful people.
You meet up with a lot of them like that.
Yeah, right. How did you celebrate Christmas?
Well, sometimes it's pretty good and sometimes it wasn't. People them days don't do like they did now.
Yeah, that's right.
You see, what the little they had to keep.
Yes.
I mean, like your money or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't go by up a whole lot like they do now. You had plenty to eat.
I know that.
You had plenty to eat, but to, you know, buy different things like people do it now. We didn't do it then.
Mm-hmm.
Or we just couldn't afford it.
That's
all
right. Did you make any dolls or anything of that kind?
No. I never did food and things like that.
Because some of those dolls that were made like from dried apples or from straw were very much loved by the children.
Yeah, I know. I never did make nothing like that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if nobody did.
Yeah.
Back then.
Mm-hmm. Right. So Christmas was just sort of like every other day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, of course, I mean, you know, you'd have maybe bake a few pies or a cake or something like that.
Put it this way. Children didn't get a whole lot of toys.
No,
they might have got one toy and that was it.
Well, that was all they wanted, really.
Uh-huh. Children ain't like that, are they?
No.
No.
Now we overwhelm them, which is ridiculous.
You can go to a junk hole and pick up more toys than children in them days ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Right. And they cherished that one toy.
Yeah, they certainly did.
It meant a lot to them.
Yeah.
Some of the places, they used to shoot off firecrackers at Christmas.
No, we haven't done that either.
No. Did the men get around and have a few drinks together?
I don't think I'll answer that. I don't know much about that.
Well, they did in most of the places. So.
Yeah.
But they still do that, don't they?
They do.
Yeah, they still do.
Yeah. Was there much moonshine going on in your hollow? I'm no revenuer.
No, I know. No.
Got your limitations is over anyway.
They wasn't known much, huh?
No. Mm-hmm.
No.
Because that was a good source of income.
Yeah. I expect a lot of people done that.
Yeah.
They had to make a living somewhere.
That's right, yeah. And that was a very good source of it. And they made very good moonshine that they could be proud of.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I was just wondering with all those nice apple trees.
Yeah. No, they never did that. Make too much. I reckon they've made some in the time.
Then at the dances, they didn't do any drinking.
No, indeed. Ain't like it is now. When you went to a dance, there wasn't nobody drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was sober.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in them days, I don't reckon they could afford
that. Well, I tell you, there wasn't too many
unless
dances.
Unless they did make it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People didn't have too many dances in them days. Most of the dances we went to was at Skyland. you know.
Oh, you would go up there to Skyland. Then you knew Pollock.
Oh, yeah, Lord, I know him well.
Oh, I can remember him.
I can, too.
He used to come to our house when I remember this little bit of that. And we had a picture frame hanging inside the wall and bed sitting in front of us. Little bit of thing coming right up in the middle of the bed and stood and looked at that picture.
Yes, indeed. I remember him good.
Yeah.
They used to ride horses. We used to work for the Skyland Pig. I did.
You did?
I did. I used to wash on a washing bowl all day long from 7 o'clock until 6.
Oh, my God.
All day on the wash. From the time the Skyland people come in, you know, until it closed.
Did you get to know any of what he called his guests?
Oh, yeah.
Did you know?
But I can't remember.
Mrs. Gillette used to come there.
I don't know.
Senator Byrd came a lot.
Yeah.
Did you know?
I don't know him. But they used to ride by when we work, you know.
Yeah.
This gray drove on the horses. Mm. Mr. Park with his old, what do you call it, bugle horn. Yeah. A blowing that. <Nash. laughs> He was seeing good old times then.
He was a flamboyant man, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He used to put on good parties too, didn't he?
You know, I don't really know much about that.
Oh, yes, you do. You just said you went to his dance.
Dances, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh.
Used to go out to the dances and people. Well, they didn't know nothing about dancing.
No.
There's a skip around, you know.
Sure, right.
Mm-hmm. Like people did back on the mountain.
Sure, right. Well, the way we still do over in Page County. Yeah.
You know why she went for the dance? He played the fiddle.
Yeah. No, he didn't play the fiddle for the dance.
He did?
Mm-mm. No. There's people, I don't know where this is from, would play for the dance.
Does he still play the fiddle?
No.
Fiddle's tore up. He ain't played for years, but he used to play.
Could we persuade him to play one tune?
He ain't got no fiddle.
Hello?
Hey, he has no fiddle anymore. Oh, what tunes could he play?
Well, you've asked me something now. He'd play anything he tries. Anything he wants to play.
Well, what would you want him to play?
No, I don't know. I couldn't name none of the tunes much what he played.
Golden Slippers?
Yeah, he'd play that too. Soldier Joy, no, just most anything you try to play, you play.
Soldier Joy?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Red Wing. Oh, just most
Red
anything.
Red Wing.
Most anything you want to play, you play.
How about the Fox Chase?
I don't believe you ever played that.
You've heard that though, haven't you?
Yeah, I've heard it played on the radio.
You have?
But I don't think he ever played that.
That's a hard one.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. We're trying to track down the Fox Chase. What radio station have you heard it on? Do you recall?
It's been a long time. I don't really know. Blu-ray or something like that. I just don't know. They have it on so many stations here. Part of the time I don't know what they have got it on.
Because we would give anything to get that tune, the Fox Chase. Up there at Skyland, how far away was that from your home?
Oh, I don't know what to say, about 12 miles or something like that.
How would you get back and forth? You'd walk every morning and every night?
Well, not where I work. You see, I work for my uncle. He'd take in the laundry, and I worked for him, you see. It was about 4 or 5 miles from where he lived to Skyland.
Mm-hmm.
But
Where were your children? Who took care of your children?
I was single then, see. I wasn't about 16 or 17. I was 16 years old then.
I see. You were single.
No, I was single when I worked for them. Mm-hmm. And I stayed with them at night, you know. I hardly ever go home. It'd be so late in the evening.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Got my bed and bowl, 75 cents a day.
Yeah, right. When the CCC came, did Mr. Woodward join them?
No. Mm-hmm. No, he didn't join.
Why? That was good money.
I couldn't tell you why he didn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because
quite a number of the mountain people did go.
Well, you see, he wouldn't have been able to much know how to climb around over the mountains like they did. And work like they all. They traveled everywhere, you see.
Yeah, right.
Well, he wouldn't have been able to have done nothing like that.
Yeah.
To travel so much, I mean.
So you were a young girl when you were working.
Oh,
with
yeah, I was young then. Mm-hmm. Didn't mind it a bit more when the day's work was done. I didn't know I had work then.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We worked all the whole summer. I did fine.
Uh-huh.
Wash on the washing board. Boy, now that's a job.
That
you see.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. I've got it too. Yeah. And yet it had to be done.
Yeah.
Were there many that did, were you the only one that did the laundry or were there
no,
others?
No, it was my grandmother and my mother and my aunt. And just different ones, you know.
Well, then you could all talk while you were doing
yeah.
it. At least you weren't alone.
No, we weren't alone.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it'd be 4 and 5 hours, you know, together
mm-hmm.
of work.
Yeah. Every day?
Every day. And some nights we'd iron and have him a load to go away the next morning. We'd iron until 1, 2 o'clock in the night if he needed clothes for, you know, to go the next morning.
Mm.
Just a minute, in the midnight, we sit up until 1, 2 o'clock on. You had to iron everything then, you know.
Sure.
Napkins, sheets, pillowcases, and everything.
And the irons that you used were those you had to heat on the stove?
Most of them. Then we had a gas on. Mm. We used a gas, too. Mm. Yeah,
Well, when you had to stay there and iron, did you stay there then at Skyland overnight?
Stayed at my uncle's, yeah. It wasn't right at Skyland. It was about four or five miles from Skyland, I reckon. I stayed there.
Your uncle was a Broyles also?
No, he was a tailor.
Oh, he was a tailor?
Tailor, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Deal and tailor.
Uh-huh. Yes, I've heard of him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many years I did work for him.
Yeah. Well, now back to, how old were you when you were married then?
I was 19.
19. Mm-hmm. And then you stopped working at Skyland.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I stopped working then after I was married.
Oh. I guess Willie put his foot down and says, you're going to stay home.
No, he's been mighty good. I mean, he never had no troubles.
Mm-hmm.
In that way, I mean, you know.
That's right.
I can say that for him. We ain't never had a minute's trouble since we've been married 51 years.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. How big a home was it that you moved into when you got married?
Well, it wasn't a very big home. I think it was. The house and kitchen wasn't together. She was separate.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you cooked in one place and then slept in the other. Just had that for a living room, place to sleep.
Now, your children weren't able to go to school either, were they?
Not until we moved off of that. When I moved off, we started in school.
Yeah, how old were they when they moved off?
I don't know exactly. Let's see. I couldn't tell you that. I don't even know what year we moved off from that.
Uh-huh.
I did know, but I forgot. Well, some of them, one of them was five, just different ages.
So then it was good, really, in a way.
Yeah.
Well, then you moved out because it did give them a chance to go to school.
Yeah, I said that was one good thing. We didn't get off because we couldn't learn. We had no school if we stayed back there.
That's right, yeah. And without the Chestnuts, it was getting harder and harder to make money, wasn't
it? Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, I should think it would have been terribly hard.
Yeah.
Though you do grow everything that you've got, still you did have to have money for clothes.
Yeah, well.
Or did you make your own clothes?
Mostly made our own clothes, see? Uh-huh. We hardly ever bought anything ready made.
You didn't spin well, your cloth, though, did you?
Huh?
You didn't weave and spin
no,
your cloth. No, you had to buy that.
I had to buy the goods, but see, it wasn't nothing then. Just pretty cute then.
What kind of quilts did she make?
Well, she'd make them, buy goods and make them, carve them, have blankets and stuff like that, you know, old blankets. Just carve them, put, what do you call this?
Patchwork?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Maybe. And then would she tie them through?
Tie them out, yeah.
Uh-huh. Those are pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, indeed. We had plenty of bed cover and plenty of beds and everything.
Did you ever make any quilts?
I have made some, yeah. But I ain't made none for a long time.
Do you still have them?
No. I don't think I've got iron that I make.
Where are they?
Well, they're worn out, I reckon.
Oh, well, that could be. I can understand that.
Yeah, I've these quilts and, you know, just cut your spars out and make them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to make a lot of them when I lived back on the mountain.
How long would it take to make a quilt?
It wouldn't take too long if you stay at it. I mean, having this much to do, but take a rest more while if you did, you know. So a while, and then you have to get up and do this and do that.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would you put anything in between, like a cotton bag or something?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We'd make them out of that too. Sometimes just, you know, have make your quilts and put them on each side of it. Put this pad cotton or bad cotton, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
In between.
Uh huh.
And just tie them out.
Nice and warm.
Yeah, warm.
Oh yeah.
Really warm.
Well, what are your most vivid memories of living up there? What's the first thing that pops in your mind when you think of it?
I don't know. I don't really know.
Yeah.
I don't know what
they were happy times, weren't
yeah.
they?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was happy. Mm-hmm. Live good, I can say that.
And how about there was more of a neighborliness, wasn't there? If anybody got sick, everybody pitched in, didn't they?
That's fine. Everybody helped each other. That's the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One family gets sick, and one neighbor wait on himself, the other neighbors would wait on you, and when they got sick, we'd wait on that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. With building any houses or anything like that, would they all pitch in to help build?
Well, see, there wasn't nothing much like that built up there. Uh-huh. And the place you lived in about all was built.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There wasn't much built, as I know of.
Yeah, but now, like the home when you got married.
That was, see, all that was already built.
It was already built.
But not who built it, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. I wish you had had some story handed down about where the family came from.
I couldn't tell you then. I just don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you have given us a tremendous amount of information.
Now, I'll give you this. Now, what is that going to amount to?
What is that going
to... I won't... people won't have to be called to court and nothing like that, will they? That's what's worrying me.
Well,
I
mean,
I wish I knew something to tell her.
I'm just wondering, you know, it won't come to nothing with it, what I've told you.
This is just for the history of the park, as I told you.
Oh, I see.
That is literally all it is. It's just to build a background of history for the park. For example, we have learned quite a bit about the Nicholson Hall.
Now, you see, I don't want to... We have
no information whatsoever about where you would live. So the customs are slightly different in each one.
Yeah.
And this is because different people came in there. And we're trying to build up a whole history of how each area lived. Those on the west side lived entirely different from those on the east side of the mountain. The northern section of where the park is entirely different from the central section.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're trying to do. So, court.
I thought maybe you know.
I should think you could have trusted me by now.
Well, I know you wouldn't, but I just thought, you know, it could come with something like that in time.
Oh, no. Well, you have my absolute word on it. While we're talking about where people live, now let's see, this is the central section. I wonder if maybe we could locate this on the map. I'll try and get it all oriented.
Lord, you have sure somebody know something about that. I don't know.
All right. Now, here we go along. Here's Bird's Nest 1. Here's Big Meadows. So let's see. White Oak Canyon. So here's Skyland. All right. There's Skyland. Buzzard's Rock, does that mean anything to you?
Yeah, Buzzard's Rock is, let's see, that's right back here, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's nowhere near where you lived.
Yeah, it is.
Uh-huh.
Buzzard's Rock.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to find Crescent Rock. And I can't see it on here. So you lived sort of right around here. You looked up toward Old Rag.
Yeah.
Were you very far from the ridge or about midway?
Well, I don't know. We lived about two or three miles from the
ridge. From the
ridge. 2 miles, I would say.
Okay.
Maybe it might have been a little bit further than that. I won't say exactly.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, well that gives us a pretty... See, here was Camp Hoover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know where that's at.
Yeah. All right.
I can ask you so much.
No, but you say that there were some people that went into the Civil War.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole lot went in.
And how about...
Civil War, let's see.
The war between the states, that would have been.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Probably they would have gone Stonewall Jackson.
I don't know why I can answer that now. I don't believe I can answer anything on that.
How about with the First World War?
Well, yeah, I don't know but one, and that was my uncle. Fred Sires.
Yeah.
He went and got, he was wounded in that war.
Oh, Really?
Yeah.
And there's one thing we talked about the other day and we haven't mentioned on the tape, the influenza that occurred during the war. Remember that flu epidemic?
We talked about it the other day.
That's right. And you were saying that so many people died from it.
Oh, you mean the flu? Mm. Oh, yeah, a lot of people died in that year. Mm. A lot of people died.
Yeah.
But not call their names, you see, I just...
No, of course, I don't expect you to recall their names. But did Dr. Ross come
Dr.
up?
Dr. Ross waited on everybody. He was out all night at night, all over the mountains ever before, riding a horse, waiting on people.
Was that when Papa had it too?
Yeah, we all was down. Every one of us was down with it one time. Grandma and all of them, see, they didn't have it then. They waited on us. Well, when we got better, they all got it.
Yeah.
We waited on them. And other different families too lived close, you know, we could get to.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way people was back on the mountain. They'd wait on each other.
Sure.
Cook, eating. They had something to cook, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Take it to them. Everybody done that.
Sure.
Wait on each other.
Right.
So.
You know, you wonder how an epidemic like that could come there into an area that was really so protected, as
yeah.
You all were.
I know it.
Mm-hmm. Well, people, they went mm-hmm. out, though. A lot of them didn't name them. Picked out some stuff,
yeah.
And they all got fucked.
Yeah, I just want to say they went to the apple picking and stayed till the apple picking was over, you see, and
and got the flu,
yeah,
and came home and brought
yeah.
Yeah. Said, here, dear.
Yeah. Well, so I remember my father, you know, telling me about that. He got it when he was away.
Yeah, he was telling me about that the other day, you know.
That's right, yeah. And now, he was saying that he was on the train. Now, the train went into Stanley, was that it?
Stanley, uh-huh. And I think they walked from Stanley.
Yeah, because he was saying that he had to cross the mountain, and he was with somebody else, wasn't he?
With his cousin.
His cousin.
Yeah. It was almost daylight of getting home.
They met up with Dr. Ross on their way home.
Yeah, they
he
met
gave him medicine.
Oh.
Right on top of the ridge where I was telling you. There's a cemetery right there, too. You might know where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
And they met up with him, Dr. Ross, right there, and he gave him some medicine, just like he told you the other. And told him not to lay down no more, keep on going till they got home. So I think he said it was 2 o'clock when they got home. But they just, you know, they said they'd lay down a few minutes, and
that's
said,
right.
Well, I'll but keep us on.
Mm-hmm. And that was the worst thing they could do, to lay down on the cold ground.
Yeah, that's what Dr. Ross told me, though, might take pneumonia or something.
Mm-hmm.
So they kept on, they stayed together till they got down here to the, well, down here, but back down on the ridge somewhere, they had to separate.
Mm-hmm.
One went one way and one another to get home.
Mm-hmm.
So there was alone. But they
that
made it home.
That must have been awful. Going in the dark.
Yeah.
With this
right through the mountains, too, this was. Well, Willa had to come.
And with rattlesnakes.
Yeah.
It's not anything that an ordinary person would have been able to do. Only a very strong person could do it.
Yeah, I know.
Mm. Were you married then?
No. He wasn't
well, he told me
about 16 or 17 years old. Since then, I don't think. Something like that. I just don't know exactly.
Yeah.
But it's right along in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that flu epidemic, really, it's a wonder that you all survived it.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't. I don't reckon the doc had to wait it all.
Yeah, right.
And then we doctored on ourselves, too, you know.
Sure.
That was an awful time.
Mm. Boy, yes. Oh.
I have to, I won't be calling over to call, answering more questions than that. Well,
no. No.
I'm glad to hear that.
You mean you didn't like this?
Oh, yes, I did. Yeah, but you know what I mean. I just
I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean now. Nobody will pester you anymore.
Well, I'm glad. I mean, I like, you know, talking with you and asking what I could and all. I don't.
Yeah, right. Now, nobody will bother you any further. But this will be there as park record in case any of your children or grandchildren ever want to find out anything about your back history.
Uh-huh.
So it will always be there in the park.
Uh-huh. What, do you know what, just sign your name? What do
yeah,
you
I'll,
do
sign, I'll sign yours.
You reckon I'll test the pencil or no matter, no difference does it? I don't think.
Do any of you all ever get together anymore?
What do you mean?
Any of you that used to live up there?
No, we hardly ever see each other anymore. And my mom's dead.
Uh-huh.
A lot of sisters and brothers dead. And
yeah.
Ain't the three sisters live anymore, and we hardly ever see each other. Some of them live far away. Don't sign.
Thank you. Now, I bet you're not going to mind what I'm going to do next.
I won't do it.
You're going to take your picture.
Oh, Lord. I ain't fitting for you to take a picture. I'm too dirty.
The way I take pictures, nobody would ever know it. I take the most terrible pictures in the world.
My hair's all messed up.
Oh, I don't think it is.
Do you think her hair is messed up?
This is a camera the park gave me to use. That's not good. And I'm still sort of experimenting with it. I'm not exactly sure how it works. They told me to go around and take all the pictures I wanted to get in practice. And
I wished I was a little bit better, but I ain't.
And I'm such a stingy person. I hated to go around and just waste film, so I never did go around and practice.
Well, does that make them?
Yeah, we'll see in just a couple of minutes whether I got a picture or not. Oh, thank you.
Do you want this off now?
Yeah, that's actually it's off.